today's gospel, we see how many people who are afflicted with illnesses are turning towards the Lord, are approaching Jesus for their healing and their cure. And in the first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, we read that Jesus is always able to save those who approach God through him, since he lives forever to make intercession for them. And so Jesus is the Savior. He demonstrates in the gospel that he's capable of saving us from sickness and diseases and from the power of the devil. But of course, the most important thing is that he's able to save us from sins always. Always. He's always available as the merciful Savior, but not for everyone. Right? He didn't just go ahead and heal everyone from their disease and sickness, but those who approached him, those who came, who made the sacrifice to abandon the comfort of their homes and the convenience of their daily life, and they made the effort and the struggle to come and see him. And so that's what the letter to the Hebrews says. Jesus is always able to save, not everybody, but those who approach God through him. That approaching God implies a turning from something. What is that turning from? That's turning from sin. Taking on the sacrifice required to turn from sin, abandoning our sinful attachments, sinful habits, sinful friendships, maybe, whatever it is that leads us to sin, to cut that off and approach God through him. And then Jesus is able to save. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.